Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for joining us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And boy, howdy, are you going to agree with me when you hear who our new guest is? Our guest this half hour is Reva Lozansky, the very famous Reva Lozansky, editorial director of Entrepreneur Magazine. Many of you read her outstanding magazine every month, and you know all about her. She's all over the place talking about small businesses. She's wrote a book that's a bestseller called Start Your Own Business, and it's an outstanding one that I encourage you to check out. And she's here to talk to us about a number of important topics in the lives of our small businesses. Reva, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here on the show for the first time, even though you and I have spoken before. It's the first time we've been on the show. You've been on the show, and Reva, I've been on the air almost 10 years. Where have you been?
I don't know. How come you haven't invited me before?
It's all my fault, isn't it, Reva?
Your fault.
You know, I feel like I'm talking to my wife. It always comes back to being my fault. I've learned to just say, yes, ma'am, it's my fault. I understand. But we're fixing that today, and it's good to have you here. Reva, one of the things that I know that you cover in your book, and it's not a funny topic. It's a serious topic, and I want to get it out of the way because it's an important thing to talk about, and then I want to move on to some fun stuff. But this is, what do you do when you have an employee who's a problem? And folks, I'm not talking about a slacker. We're not talking about somebody who's just not getting their job done, they're not working out. We're talking about somebody who is potentially dangerous in some form or another to your company, maybe to people in the organization, right, Reva?
Exactly. I mean, you have to be really careful, particularly if you have, you know, like more than five employees, let's say, and you're an entrepreneur, you're busy running your business, so you really might not be that aware that you have a problem employee. And problem employees, like you said, we're not talking about slackers, but we're talking about people who can be embezzling you, who can be potentially violent to the rest of your employees, who could be just so rude and so nasty that they're turning off customers, which as a small business, you know, you lose a few customers, you could be out of business.
You can't have that. I mean, if GM has an employee like that, you know, they don't even notice it. But if my company has an employee like that, you know, it's like, you know, like 15% of my staff or whatever.
Exactly. And so you have to make yourself more visible. I think that's one of the things that is really hard for a lot of entrepreneurs because, like I said, they're so busy running around, taking care of business, growing the business, that they tend to be less visible out among the staff. And so I think it's really important that you get out there, really make your staff understand that you're here, and you're there for them as well, at least once a week, you know, walk around,
MBWA,
exactly.
Management by walking around.
Exactly. It sounds simple, but you'd be surprised how many business owners don't do it and how beneficial it can be if you just take a little bit of time. And then I would also try to make sure that there's somebody on staff that you really, really trust, who feels comfortable enough with you that if there is somebody out there that's doing something wrong, that they have no fear to walk in your office and say, hey, I think you really should know what's going on.
How do we help our employees understand when to know when they're tattling and when to know that they're actually alerting people to something that's needed to be known? Nobody likes a tattletale. Nobody wants to invade someone else's privacy. No one wants to be seen as the boy who cried wolf. We don't want to overreact, but are we getting to a point where we need to say, you know, let's just pay attention to this? What do you think, Reva?
You know, I think that that I think you're right. It's really hard. Somebody, they don't want to be, you know, this isn't kindergarten, I don't want to tattle. But I think the more that your employees are invested in your business and in your business's success, the less it'll be about tattling and the more it will be about making sure business is going the way you want it to go. And so I think you have to get your employees excited about being a part of your business. And a lot of this is, again, smaller companies, it's hard because you don't have the resources bigger businesses have necessarily right. to pay your employees what other people are doing. And so I think you have to, first of all, I think you can offer them the intangible benefits, things like maybe flex time or you know, afternoons off to watch the kids Little League every now and then or, mm-hmm. or things like that. And then if you possibly can, some type of profit sharing or something so the employee really feels like the better the business does, it's going to benefit them.
Exactly. And I want to, when we come back, I want to touch on this just a little bit more and talk about how to conduct something like this maybe in a meeting. I'm going to get Reva to help us with that. She is the author of the new book, Start Your Own Business is the one that's already sold a couple hundred thousand copies. And we'll be back with Reva right after these messages. Winnie Till, stay with us.
A sugar and spine. I feel nice.
Listen to the wind blow down tonight.
Welcome back. A little Fleetwood Mac for you there as we come back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can go to listen to thousands of archives of past interviews that I've conducted with our Brain Trust members over the last many years. And don't forget, we have the new capability now where you can podcast every single thing that we have in our library of archives. You can podcast them. You can download them directly into your iTunes or into any other podcasting device. And they all play on MP3 now. Any computer that will play any MP3 will play our archives. So check that out when you get a chance. And don't forget to check out our new knowledge base, AskJim.biz, Small Business Answers Now. Reva Lazunski is our guest and our friend. She's the editorial director of Entrepreneur Magazine. And, folks, her book, Start Your Own Business, the only startup book you'll ever need, is out now in fourth edition. You know what it means when they say fourth edition, folks? That means it's a really good book, right, Reva?
It's been a bestseller, and the thing is, whenever we put out a new edition, we revise it, we add a lot of new chapters, and we update, obviously, all the technology chapters. So this is really, I think, the best version we've had yet.
Well, you're in good company, Reva, because we don't have chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best for my audience, and so we're glad your book's has been very successful, and we're not the least bit surprised. Reva, we're talking about how to deal with difficult situation with employees in the workplace. You know, I like to have meetings where no one is speaking to anybody, where the boss is not speaking about any particular thing or any person, but in a meeting they would say, now folks, and you alluded to this as we went to the break, Reva. You know, this company, okay, I founded it, it belongs to me, but you guys are stakeholders. You have a major stake in how well we do here. And so I know you care about this company just like I do. So if any of you see anything of any kind, anybody wandering around our building, any employees, any of us doing anything that you don't like, even me, if you see me doing something you think that is hurting the company, you got the green light to come straight to me and say, hey, I'm concerned about this. What do you think, Reva?
I think that's exactly true. I think that in a small business, it's harder for you to get people. They can likely make more money somewhere else. They can very likely get more benefits somewhere else. So you have to make sure that they feel like this company is, that they're part of it, that this company is not as important to them as it is to you, because that will never happen, but that this company is not just a job, that this is something that they hold near and dear to them. And part of that is giving them additional responsibility. It might be, and as you said, making it really simple, have meetings with them, talk to them, personally interact with them so they feel like they can count on you, that they trust you, and that they are part of what's going on.
Well, exactly. And of course, the thing you left out there, Reva, is the cool factor. I mean, no big company could ever compete with the cool factor of being a small business employee.
Well, you know what, and that's really true. The thing that's funny about it is a lot of people may think, oh, this is kind of mundane. It's not cool. But so that's up to you to sort of set the stage. I think that a lot of people who are employed by small businesses don't know the stats, don't know that they're, if you look in aggregate, small businesses employ more than half of all Americans, are responsible for more than half of the nation's GDP, and that is really cool, but nobody ever talks about that.
Except you and me, Reva, except
exactly.
You and me, and I talk about it every day. Reva, let's one last quick thing on this topic. How do you spot a dangerous employee? What is a dangerous employee?
Well, I mean, it can be. I think one of the things you have to do is listen to the buzz. Go out there while you're walking around and see if there's one person who isn't necessarily getting along with everybody else. You know, everybody else may be laughing and chatting, and this person, and you can't do this one time because everybody might have a bad day, but this person maybe seems like they're a little bit, you know, out of that pack. Talk to the people who you do trust to find out, is there a problem? I don't think it's a bad idea to have at least quarterly conversations with all your employees, one-on-one. And, I mean, you don't have to necessarily do it all the same month. You have 3 months in a quarter. Just, you know, it may only be 10 minutes, but if you're talking to somebody, asking them, you know, how's it going, have any ideas, what challenges
it doesn't have to
you
be a formal meeting. It could be in the warehouse.
Exactly. Just, hey, how's it going? You're going to be able to tell if somebody can't look you in the eye, can't answer your question, if somebody is not comfortable. And if you find that person and you don't have an HR person on staff, which most small businesses don't, depending on what your gut is, because I always believe in following your gut no matter what, depending on what your gut is, you may want to call in a temporary HR person. They have them out there who can come and do a formal assessment. You might want to get your employees, you know, done in those kind of employee tests to see if you do have a problem working.
One of the best ways to do is to, the things to do, though, is to do some of that before you hire the person.
Oh, yeah.
Do this in advance. Make sure that when you hire an employee that these people have been, you know, I'll tell you, Reva, and this is the good news is, as you well know, the ability to have personality profile tests and perceiver tests, those kinds of things it's a lot less expensive nowadays, and small business owners can have these done very inexpensively to find out, to make sure that they're not only hiring a good person who's going to work out and who's not going to be dangerous, but also somebody who's, we're hiring them for the right job.
You know what? You're exactly right. You have to take the time and spend a little money up front. It'll save you a lot of money later. But I think it's also really important to make sure that the people you hire fit with your corporate culture.
Well said. Reva Lazansky, ladies and gentlemen, the author of the fourth edition of Start Your Own Business. She and I will be back. We're going to talk about some fun stuff after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Reva Lazansky. Reva Lazansky, that's R-I-E-V-A-L-E-S-O-N-S-K-Y. She's editorial director of Entrepreneur Magazine, the author of the fourth edition of Start Your Own Business, the only startup book you'll ever need. And, of course, that's the only book you'll ever need after you buy my book. But other than, right, Reva?
Absolutely.
That's what you meant to say, wasn't it?
Yes. We just couldn't fit it on the cover.
Fourth edition, folks, something under a billion copies sold worldwide. Reva, let's talk about, but before we go, we have to talk about the magazine. Because Entrepreneur Magazine is very important. I actually have been in your magazine. You guys have written me up a couple of times in your magazine, for which I thank you very much. In fact, I still get, there was one, you guys wrote something about me back in like 99 or 2000, I've forgotten, and I'm still getting hits off of that.
You know what, people tell us all the time, I was just reading the letters that are going to go into the July letters to the editor section. And there was one person who said, thanks for writing about me. My phone hasn't stopped ringing since. So the readers of Entrepreneur are very proactive. They read something, they call the person, they want to know more.
But I want to know, Reva, why the Time magazine didn't have you on their cover in the 100 most influential people. That there's a huge misstep there. I don't understand what their problem is. I think it's just because people don't appreciate small business. And that's the thing I wanted to ask you. By the way, folks, it's entrepreneur.com, right?
Yes, entrepreneur.com.
And of course, you can subscribe there, and of course, you can get it on newsstands. Reva, small business doesn't have good PR, do we? I mean, the mainstream media doesn't care much about small business, do they?
No, they don't. You know, it's really amazing, Jim. You and I have been doing this a really long time, and we know the truth. We know the facts. We know that starting back in the 90s, and this is the end of the whatever we call this decade, the OOs.
The oddies. We call them the oddies.
Okay, there you go. Well, I mean, so we're going back more than 10 years that small business, it sort of emerged from where it had been in the 80s where nobody really cared about
it. We were mom and pop backwater companies.
Exactly. And it turned out that, like I said before, that entrepreneurs, small business owners employ more than half of all Americans, contribute more than 50% of the GDP, and yet, like you said, here we are, nobody cares. They don't get that attention. It's still the bigger businesses. And I think part of it is small business owners do not speak out in unison and say,
right,
hey, what are you doing to us? We want this. We need this.
We're a herd of cats, Reva.
Exactly.
We don't aggregate well. If we were organized like unions, let me tell you something, Reva. I don't know if you've ever thought about this before or not, but if small businesses ever got organized the way unions are, we'd control the world.
You know what?
I only somewhat have my tongue in my cheek.
Well, but you know why? Because the problem is everybody who owns a small business is a leader. And it's very hard. It is like herding cats. Herding leaders it's very easy to herd followers, to herd people who do what you tell them to do. It's much more difficult to get people who are in charge to follow. And I'm not saying everybody should follow the same path, but we all have like needs and things that are important to us that will help our businesses grow better, and yet we're not getting what we need.
Well, that's exactly right, and small businesses are so important, not only to the United States. You know, Reva, there are people listening to you right now around the world on the Internet on this show, and small businesses are critical to the global economy, not just the U.S. economy.
You know what? I think that's absolutely true, and I think that one of the things is that the more that we do business in this country with small business owners in other countries, the better off we'll be towards world peace. I mean, that
I say this all the time in speeches, Reva. I say small business owners are one of the stealth warriors for world peace, because Frederick Bastiat said this in 1848, I think it was. He said, "When goods cross borders, armies don't."
That's exactly true.
And then nobody has a better opportunity to do that in all the different ways that we can do it, and with all the different people in small business. And it's one of the reasons why I encourage small business owners to get into exporting, to learn about exporting, to meet people in other countries, small business owners. Because, you know, Reva, when you know somebody and you trade with them, you don't hate them.
That's exactly true. You know, my great aunt, who came to this country when she was 15 years old and lived through some pogroms in Russia where, you know, she saw people shot. She always, in her very odd way, when she lived near people who were not like her, they became okay, because you never hate your neighbors. As long as your neighbors aren't attacking you, all of a sudden you go, oh, I can trust them. And I think that's important.
Well said. I got to go. Will you come back another day?
I would love to, Jim.
Reva Lezanski. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.